This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show, everyone, and welcome to a brand new week over here at Yoga Girl Daily. I hope you've had an amazing weekend and that you're ready to set a new intention and bring a very specific kind of energy into this week. Now, when we come here on Mondays and we focus on a specific topic, we set a specific intention, I think it's really important that we not only anchor ourselves in this focus that we're setting for the week, but that we find something actionable that will return us to that intention every single day. And for this week, I have something very specific in mind in terms of action every day.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So I don't know about you, but I have had a particular emotional couple of last few weeks. There has been a lot of things happening around me and in my family, and it's just been a lot of emotions at the surface all the time. And I realized at the end of last week that I just haven't given myself enough time to actually process my emotions around all the big things that have been coming my way. And I really need that. And actually, I know that you really need that too. And when I say process emotion, what I mean is embodying an emotion, accepting and embracing our emotions, actually giving ourselves the space to feel our feelings. And this might sound very, you know, woo-woo or a little bit abstract, like it's a hard thing to kind of wrap our heads around. But actually, we need space to feel our feelings, not just to breeze through everything that happens in a day or shrug our shoulders and say we're fine. We get faced with so many big things, most of us, in a week. So many big things come our way. And we have a lot of big feelings about a lot of the things that are happening in our lives right now. And it's so healthy and so cathartic to get to actually feel those feelings out loud. And that's not really something that our day-to-day lives actually has space for. You know, I think very few of us actually have enough close relationships where we feel really safe to be angry in a healthy way, or where we feel safe to cry big tears in front of someone else, to really be vulnerable and show vulnerability in that intimate way. You know, feeling our feelings, processing a feeling all the way through actually takes some dedication. So if we were to set an intention this week to feel our feelings, I would love to have a bit of action connected to that by allowing space for emotional release every day this week. So our intention is, this week I will feel my feelings by allowing space for emotional release every day. Now, what this means in practice is that I want you to give yourself a dedicated window of time at some point every single day this week where you get to be with yourself, where you can fully show up for yourself, to close your eyes, place your hand to your heart, and check in with how you're doing. Asking yourself that very, very important question, how am I feeling right now? And then whatever you are feeling, giving yourself the space to actually feel that feeling out loud. Now, some great ways for actually releasing emotions from our physical bodies usually happen through movement. So perhaps you have a form of movement that you know brings you really close to your emotions. For some of us, it's going for a really intense run or working out in a way that you love to work out that brings you close to that feeling of just being fully yourself deep inside. I really love a shaking meditation practice of just standing up and shaking my entire body for a long time. That always helps me shake off any residual emotions or energies that have felt stuck. And sometimes I'll just play some really emotional music and I'll feel my feelings out loud. You can choose however way you want to go about this. You know, for some of us, we process our feelings really well by journaling. Some of us, we might want to share or talk to a person. Some of us, we just might want to sit down with a box of tissues and cry for 5 minutes, you know? But I find moving our bodies usually is very, very helpful. And most often, we actually need some privacy for this. But how would you feel, you know, setting this intention for the week to really feel our feelings so that we don't allow any big emotions to get stuck, so that we don't build up resentment, but so that we actually can start to create that practice of every day embodying the feeling that is inside. And then doing that by dedicating that space for ourselves in private to actually check in and see how we're doing. And then meet our needs in that big way. This is really the beginning of getting to know ourselves in a really beautiful way. And whether we know it or not, we have feelings that we need to release. And having that healthy connection to all of our feelings, not denying ourselves any emotion, not telling ourselves that some emotions are bad or ugly or shameful, or we shouldn't cry too much, or we shouldn't be angry, or we shouldn't be too happy, but just getting a little bit closer to accepting ourselves for who we are, no matter how we feel, no matter what comes our way, just allowing ourselves our own experience. I think we could have a really freeing week if we allowed ourselves to really feel our feelings every day, and if we gave ourselves that space to embody that every day. My wish is that by the end of this week, you will feel really light and really free, no matter what it is that you're going through right now. I'm going to be giving you some practices all through the week, of course, around how to put this into action in a bigger way. But how about for right now, you decide to give yourself that space, even if it's just 10 minutes, to close your eyes, place your hand to your heart, and be with yourself. Thank you so much for listening today. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.